9-year-old Clay Dermer is practicing his timetables, bouncing up and down on a pogo stick. It's one way to get his homework done on remote Bull Kamata Station, a bush heritage conservation reserve 100 kilometres west of Broken Hill in the far west of New South Wales. Now, is this the way you learn your times table?
Yeah, one of them.
And how are you going learning your times table? What are you up to?
I'm up to fours and sixes.
Well, that's pretty good. Do you think by jumping up and down it's helping you learn?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Hello, I'm Cherie von Hirschner. Clay's also learning his times table with the help of Gary and Marco Saunders. They're volunteers with the Isolated Students Education Scheme, a program which offers in-home help to parents whose children are studying via School of the Year and distance education. At Bull Kamata, they're supervising 6-year-old Xavier, 9-year-old Clay and 11-year-old Asher with their schoolwork.
We've come out to Bull Kamata Station this time. Pretty much chose that because of the fact that it's a bush heritage, so it's a conservation park. So we're out here to learn as well about our country, and the fact that there were three children. So being Margot and myself, you know, we've got an opportunity to be able to look after the three children.
So for you, have you had much experience on outback stations teaching kids?
Well, outback stations, both Margot and I come from farming backgrounds. Our families were farmers, so we sort of understand the rural sort of environment. We have been out back travelling for probably over the last 4 years. We've been out a fair bit. So this is our third placement. So we've had one in Queensland on a cattle and cropping station. We did one on a sheep and goat and cattle property up in northwest New South Wales. We've been out to a few of the outback stations.
My name's Xavier. I'm writing.
You're writing. And what are you writing?
A book.
A book? What kind of book?
A whale book.
And will you be doing some drawing as well?
Mm-hmm.
Margot Sanders is no stranger to the schoolroom, and she's enjoying the challenge of teaching younger students.
I did secondary teaching and I taught food technology and hospitality, so quite different than teaching the students here because they're all primary school. We actually really enjoy that though because it is something different and just getting back to basics, and it's really exciting seeing them learn and develop while we're here.
Now, Gary was saying that you brought up your children on a property. You must then understand the importance of some extra help for the mums and dads.
Absolutely we do, and once you get out here you can see that this service really is needed because, you know, the mums are generally the tutors out here. So they're trying to run a household, they're trying to run a station, or help out with the station depending on whether it's shearing time or harvesting, or in the case out here, wanting to be involved in the conservation part of it. So they've got to do all of that as well as fit in their teaching. So yeah, we can certainly see there's a big opportunity for people to come out and help out, and it is needed.
And what about for you, Gary? How easy has it been for you to adjust?
Actually, well, probably more interesting for me because I'm not actually a trained teacher. I have worked in the school environment as integration aide and sports coordinator, and so my background is probably fairly much sports. So I've done a lot of coaching of junior teams, different levels, club representative, and so on, state levels. So you try and combine all those pieces of expertise, I suppose, and then bring it and try and work out what's best for the students you're working with. So it's challenging, but the lessons are all prepared, so it's just a matter of trying to make it interesting and the big buzzword, engaging, for the students to be able to get them keen to sit down and actually have a try at whatever the topic is for that session.
Hi, I'm Asher. I just turned 11. Out here there's heaps of land. I'm learning how to drive a car. And I've learnt how to drive a motorbike since we've got here.
So what are you studying today with Gary and Margot?
Today I've been finishing off a few things and sending some science recounts to my teacher. I've been helping my little brother Xavier with his maths work and his writing.
Gary and Margot Sanders don't confine themselves just to the schoolroom to run the lessons. They also use Bukamata's natural environment as a teaching tool.
We went out the other day, actually, and while we were just walking around with one of the students, we just did spelling. So just as we saw things, you know, and it might be just tree or fence or, you know, road or whatever. So we're just doing spelling as we're just walking along. And then we got to a math sort of a thing, and we just got some rocks. Actually, we made some actually words out of rocks, just little stones on the track. And then I got a stick and we started pencil drawing things on the track. So, yeah, you use whatever medium is available at the time, and it gets back to that engaging, whatever makes the child interested enough to want to learn. So, no, it's been fun.